Dan, it's been interesting watching Delmon Young and Steve Pearce sting the ball as they head down toward opening day. Is there a chance that both can be on this ball club when we open up against the Red Sox Monday?
Well, you know, there is a possibility that both those guys could break with the club. They have excellent experience. Delmon Young made a really good play last night in the outfield, and he's working hard. And of course, Steve Pearce is a good pro. He can play left field. He can play first base, and actually, in an emergency, he could play catcher. So if we're carrying two catchers in Matt Wieters and Steve Clevenger, then there's a possibility that Buck would want Steve Pearce on the ball club rather than a third catcher. So we're not gonna have a dedicated third catcher. So that possibility exists. And Delmon Young, he's not a platoon player. He's not just a player to hit against left-handed pitching. He's got an equally good record against hitting against right-handers. So that's not really a platoon situation for him, whereas Pearce is a lot stronger against left-handed pitching. So, you know, I think there's a scenario where both those guys could be on the ball club, and, you know, they're both good pros.
As we head down toward opening day, 3:05 Monday at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, I know you still scour what's going on elsewhere. If there is one situation that you would like to kind of get settled or maybe add, what would that be right now?
Well, I think we have to keep an eye on our bullpen. We don't have an established closer, and we're going to have to find somebody to get those last three outs once the bell rings and we're playing in the regular season. So that's something that we need to keep an eye on.
Josh Stinson last night was amazing, watching him against these youngsters up at down in Port Charlotte. He was impressive last year coming up, and he's continued to impress here in camp.
Yeah, he's looked good. He did real well in September. The last 2 years he's been up in the big leagues, once with the Brewers and once with us last year. He's a converted starting pitcher. He's shown good breaking stuff and good command. He's smart, fields his position well, although he didn't convert on the one ball last night. But we like Stinson. We think he's going to be very helpful. Evan Meek, who we signed, had a great year with Pittsburgh a couple years ago.
He was an all-star.
Made the all-star team, and he showed some good stuff yesterday against the Red Sox. So he's a candidate. And Tommy Hunter, of course, we've had on the ball club. He'll probably get some opportunities.
Here's a hard shot, a diving pickup on a one-bounce line drive by first baseman Chris Davis. As DeJesus hit it to the right side, Davis laying out toward the foul line, one bounce into the leather, and then the out at first base. And last year we saw Chris Davis being considered as a gold glover at first base, and he has continued that work here in spring training.
Well, I was reminded several times over the winter by his agent, Scott Boras, that he came in second in the gold glove vote.
Yeah. He's not just a hitter, is he?
No, that was a great play. And good for Chris. He's worked hard to get himself into a position to be a good everyday ball player. And, of course, the culture that the organization has created for good defense, right, rewarded by the gold gloves. I know Chris wants to join that party and get in on the gold gloves with who's got them now, Wieters, Nick Markakis, Adam Jones, J.J. Hardy, and Manny. So Chris wants to join that company. He's worked hard down here on his defense again this year.
Evan Longoria's at the plate. He has a one ball, one strike count.
Chris Davis, the other, somebody asked him about his great year last year and how it might affect him, and Chris Davis said, Chris Davis will not allow Chris Davis' success to go to his head.
Well, I hope you're right about that. Chris Davis had a great year last year with the 50 home runs, and he built on the year that he had the year before when he had 33. But he knows he's got to do work every day, and that's what makes him a great pro.
Has there been one player or one circumstance that surprised you here in spring training that you didn't expect when you came down here in mid-February?
Well, I've been pleased with how David Lowe has looked. I think our fans are going to like him. He plays defense very well. He's got a lot of energy, good speed, and he has some power. And every time I see Ryan Flaherty play, he seems to get better. And he's been playing very, very good defense on the left side of the infield, both at short when he's filled in and at third base. So, you know, I think those two things have been good developments.
Bouncing ball to the right side off the bat of Loney, and Lombardozzi fields and throws second out. How surprised were you when a fellow like Steve Lombardozzi became available from the Detroit Tigers?
Well, that's a good fit for us right now. I didn't really know he was available, but I did know that the Tigers needed a shortstop when they lost Iglesias. And I know Dave Dombrowski, their president, had some history with Alex Gonzalez. So that was a good opportunity for us because we have some other players that can back up at shortstop, and we had some other players that could do the job that Alex was going to take for us and filling in for Manny. So we're fortunate that we have good young players like Scope in our farm system, and that really allowed us to make the type of trade that we made to pick up Lombardozzi. And, you know, Steve's only 25 years old, grew up in the business. His father was with the Minnesota Twins there in 87 when they won the World Series. And, you know, he's a manager's favorite type of ball player because he's so fundamentally sound. And we saw a lot of him last year when he played with the Nationals, and our scouts liked him. And so when he was offered to us, you know, we were glad to bring him on board. I think he's going to help our team, not just for this season, but for he could help us for several years.
Yeah, 25 years of age. He's got a lot of playing time in front of him.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, Dan. I mean, you gave him, Alex Gonzalez, a chance to come to the ball club, and show what he's got in spring training. So you gave him the opportunity. He took full advantage. He had a great spring, and that enabled you to make that Lombardozzi trade. So sometimes the move you make doesn't always mean that that one individual is going to have to wind up with the ball club.
Right, but he worked hard, and to his credit, got a everyday job, in effect. He wasn't going to be an everyday ball player with us.
Well, Dan Duquette, thanks for spending time with us. It's been a very interesting, fun spring training, and it looks like fans in Baltimore are going to have a lot of fun in 2014.
Yeah, I hope so. Look forward to seeing everybody on opening day.